Sean Carolyn, our sports digital media guru for SportsGeekHQ.com.
Great to have you back in the country after being the headline act over there at the big conference there in San Francisco. Sports digital media guru, Sports Geek HQ, Sean Callanan. G'day.
G'day, Half. I was in San Diego.
San Diego.
I
knew it was
I did go to San Francisco and Portland and LA, so it was a bit of a West Coast jaunt.
Let's be honest. It was one of the great jackets of all time. Let's be honest.
It's all part of the marketing budget of Sports Geek, if the tax man is listening. Business development was put under business development.
Yes. So hook up with some of the big wigs in social media in US sport, and you've got them online. Have you got Sports Geek just doing some work?
Talking to a few of them and hoping the Warriors do well in the playoffs, and talking to a few as some of them are now heading into their off season with the Blazers not making the playoffs this year. But very interested to see how they go, and you know, it was good to catch up with the guys at the Oakland A's, and you know, they've had a really good start to the season. There's a bit of winning time happening in the San Francisco area at the minute.
It's not it's not Mamba mentality, is it?
No. Well, that's a little bit further south and in LA, and that was the big news actually on Saturday after I'd got back. I was actually watching the Warriors game and the Lakers game, and I know Steve spoke about it on KB's show, but yeah, an absolute tragedy that Kobe Bryant did his Achilles just before the playoffs. But you know what has interested me is one, how he's handled it, and also how he's expressed himself, in social media. And, you can absolutely tell how devastated he was when he gets on Facebook at 3:30 in the morning after he did it and pretty much just poured out his heart. He just pretty much, you know, said how devastated he was, how frustrated he was, how angry he was. Now, normally I've been on and we've talked about meltdowns and social media goes bad when athletes use it wrong and, you know, tweeting the wrong thing or sending the wrong picture and they get it themselves in trouble. And normally this would be a case where, oh, he's frustrated, he's angry, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be bad. But this was so raw, you know, there was no PR people involved in writing it. He has just written it, and you know, he might have actually been on painkillers and those kind of things.
I think he was halfway through,
and it was best described as a rant. And I don't know if you've got it there in front of you, some of the best bits of it.
I'll read you the first paragraph anyway. This is such BS. This is from Kobe, 3:30 a.m. All the training and sacrifice just flew out the window with one step that I've done millions of times. The frustration is unbearable. The anger is rage. I'm thinking he might have meant the emotion is rage, but we'll work with him here. Why the hell did this happen? Makes no damn sense. Now I'm supposed to come back from this and be the same player or better at 35? ! How in the world am I supposed to do that? I have no clue. Do I have the consistency? There's a bit of a typo here. With the will to overcome this thing, maybe I should break out the rocking chair and reminisce on the career that was. Maybe this is how the book ends. And then he goes on about six lines later.
And he starts to turn and starts saying, I won't be defeated. I'm going to come back and start showing that fire in the belly that, you know, that competitor that Kobe Bryant is. But to sort of pour out his heart and say, you know, I'm just gutted. This is not how I want it to end. You know, and at 34, to come back from an Achilles, it's not going to be an easy thing. There's been players before. Isaiah Thomas did his Achilles late in his career, and he retired at 31. Dominic Wilkins did his at around 32, Dominic. And he came back, but he wasn't the human highlight film when he came back, but he did come back. But 34 is a very big ask. But you know, I don't think, and a lot of people don't think, he won't quit. But the good thing is that he is connecting with his fans and sort of taking him through the journey. He's now on Instagram. Like, his next post was, hey guys, here I am going in for surgery, and he goes, I look like Mrs. Doubtfire, because he had the hat on surgery.
Yeah,
you
nice.
Know, so he's trying to connect with fans via social. So, you know, and you've seen a lot of people who go, oh, I hate Kobe. I hate him. I've never liked him. But, you know, I hope he gets better. And I like the different persona that he is showing via social media. So, you know, showing a little bit of emotion, even if it is, you know, spelling mistakes. And I think the best part is that halfway through there, he puts in LOL. You know, like he's halfway through, I'm so angry, lol. You know, and so, you know, and that might have been, I think he was also tagging some of his tweets, hashtag Vikanen tweets. So Vikanen, he was on the painkillers as well. So, like, he was putting that disclaimer. But it just shows, you know, that he was able to, you know, really vent. And, you know, it would have been good for him to get it out, you know. And there's, what's the like count on that post?
I've just seen that. I haven't paid any attention to that until you mentioned it there. 16,161,182 people like this.
No, they like him on Facebook.
No, they like this.
No, they. If you look at the very bottom, Daniel.
Oh,
436,000 people
right,
liked
so
it on.
16 million like him.
Yep, and nearly half a million people have liked that post. Because it did get a lot of press. You know, Americans were waking up the next day and going, "Have you read what Kobe said on Facebook?" It's amazing. You know, you don't, because, you know, most of the time you're getting that 10-second grab from a, you know, in a presser and that kind of thing. And there was even someone that, you know, that asked him, "Are you done?" You know, and it's not the question to ask Kobe. He's someone that he will come back.
Well, this is the first half of the rant.
Yeah, exactly.
The second
exactly.
half when he come back. So what does he get out of that? Now that he's out, what's the benefit for him?
Well, I think the thing is, you know, he just got some of that frustration out of his system. Like just the fact that he was, you know, saying, "Oh, I'm so frustrated." And, you know, now he knows that he's got 500,000 people in his corner saying, "Come on, Kobe, you know, you can do it." So, you know, and he's just putting a bit more personality to his brand. He's not just the, you know, the guy that's going to smash someone on the court. He's just as frustrated as everyone else when something doesn't go right.
All right, you can check it out at Kobe's Facebook page if you like, or you can find out more at sportsgeekhq.com. Thank you, mate.
No worries, mate.
Always a pleasure with Sean Callanan on Halftime.